This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wechina chikumi 16, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Vamwe vechidiki vanoratidzira muHarare nhasi vachibva varohwa nemapurisa. Mutungamiri weMDCT vamugen tsvangirai vanoti vamugabe varemerwa nekutonga nyika nekudaro ngavachienda pamudyandigere. Pastor Ivan Mawarire vanosangana nagavhuna weRBZ Dr. John Mangujga. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri tichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mapurisa anorwisa mvongamupopoto munyika nhasi anonzi arova zvakaipisisa vamwe vechidiki vanga vaungana muHarare vachicherechedza zuva reDay of the African Child vakasunga vamwe vechidiki vana. Mutoro wedu nhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vechidiki vanga vachibva kumapato ezvematongerwo enyika akasiyana-siyana pamwe nekumasangano anoshanda akazvimirira vari kuzvidaidza kuti tajamuka nhasi vaungana pakati pedhorobha muHarare kuti vacherechedze zuva reDay of the African Child. Mumwe ataura pachiitiko ichi vaDanford Ngadziore avo vanobva kubato reMDCT vati yakwana zvino nguva yokuti vechidiki vachienda pamberi kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyika sezvo vachiti hurumende yeZANU-PF yatadza kutungamirira zvakanaka.
Makomrades, pano patiri idanero remayouth, hakuna kana anyone angazotibvisa pano.
Promise Mukwananzi, vanhu vemutungamiriri weZimbabwe Informal Sector Organization uye vari zvakare mutauriri wetajamuka avo vati mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kubva pachigaro nepamusana pekuondomoka kwaita upfumi hwenyika pamwe nekutyora kwavanoti kuri kuita hurumende yavo kodzero dzeveruzhinji. Vamukwananzi vati kushayikwa kuri kuita mari mumabhanga ndechimwe chiratidzo chekuti hurumende haisisina kana zano rekugadzirisa zviri kunetsa muupfumi hwenyika zvavanoti zvava kukonzera kuti veruzhinji vadye nhoko dzezvironda. Vamukwananzi vari pakati pekutaura mapurisa anga akapakatira zvombo abva asvika ndokutanga kuzvindikita vechidiki ava avo vabva vaita rutsoka ndibereke vachiita hwakiti negonzo mudhorobha. Zvinonzi pane nhengo dzetajamuka ina dzarohwa zvakaipisisa uye nhengo idzi dzinonzi dzaendeswa pakamba yemapurisa paHarare Central. Zvichakadai vechidiki ava vazopinda mumitsetse yevanhu vanga vari pamabhanga vachitsvaga kutora mari mumabhanga vachitaura navo pamusoro pedambudziko rekunetsa kuri kuita mari munyika. Mushure mekumhanyidzana nemapurisa vangadziore vanonzi vazvamparadzwa nevanhu vasiri kuzivikanwa kuti ndivanani pavanga vaenda kuno umwe musangano wekanzuru uye vanonzi vaendeswa kuchipata zvichitevera kukuvara kwavanonzi vaita mushure mekurikitwa kwavaitwa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Zvichakadaro, gavhuna wereserve bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Mangujga vanonzi vasanganawo nevamwe varatidziri vanga vari pasi pegungano riri kuzviti This Flag richitungamirirwa napastor Ivan Mawarire. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji nezvemusangano uyu tabata pastor Mawarire.
Musangano wedu wanhasi wafamba zvakanaka semacitizens tafara zvikuru nekuuya kwaita macitizens. Chikuru chatati chida kuti vanhu vauye vasatye pamusoro paizvozvo kuti vataure zviri pamoyo wavo, vataura vauya and ndozvinhu zvatifadza izvozvo kuti aiwa zvabudirira kutopfurikidza zvatati akatarisira.
Matambirwa sei nevakuru vereserve banka?
Vatitambira zvakanaka. Tanzwa zvedu kufara kuti aiwa vauya vakatambira zvakanaka, vakatinzwa. Isu tavanzwawo, asi chinhu chataita ndechekuti tavataurira kuti izvo hatina kuya kuzokunyeperai kuti tiri kuzvida zvemabond notes zvamuri kuronga. Ipapo tataura chokwadi tikati izvo tauya kuzokutaurirai kuti izvo isusu hatisi kuzvitrusta zvinhu zvatisiri kuvimba nazvo, naizvozvo hatisi kuzvida. Ende pamusoro paizvozvo hakuna tsananguro yamungatipa savanhu ichaita kuti tivimbe nawo mabond notes iwayo.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire vanga vari parunare muHarare. Mutungamiri webato guru rinopikisa Movement for Democratic Change vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti zviri pachena kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakundikana kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nenyika, nekudaro vanofanira havo kusiya basa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navatsvangirai. Tatanga nekuvabvunza kuti vanoona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Vamwe vari kuti vaMugabe vakundikana ngavasiyavo basa, munotenderana navo here?
Aiwa, vaMugabe vagara makore akawanda vari mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe. Hapana wavanga shora kuti akakonzera nyika ichizosvika pakadai ndiani. Vegapo for the last 6 years, hapana wangamboshora. Vanogona kushora nekuti vamagarefenziye vakazokumaona zvekuti zvinofanisa zvibati maaina vanoti zvonezvo. So umbavha paari kubandiyani. So unoona kuti munhu ari kuzodzadza mbabvu nao chaakunyadzisa ndechekuti munhu kana washaya kuti uchasorani kana uchapomerani iwe wegapo unonga kuona kuti zvakuomera ende unofanira kuita zvinofanira kuitwa pane munhu anonyadzikana kuti haaii zvandikumbarika ndii siyani nazvo.
Saka semaonero enyu upfumi uyu ungagadziriswa sei chaizvo?
Zvozvo vanhu vanofunga kuti kune miracle inoya paugadziriswa upfumi. Hapana miracle iripo. 2008 patakaenda mujuni ndoda kutadza kuti zvinhu zvakazotendeuka nokuda kuti isusu MDC nezanusf tagara pamwe chete tikaita program neplan yekugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Feki prioriti eleidaio now kana zvakamboitika kuti nyikaina kuda kugadziriswa nokukasira kwakadaro chiitaisa nhasi ci hapana kichavo chinongoda kuitwa zvinofanira kuti zviitwe zvinoita kuti nyika igokwanisa kuenda muright direction. Iye zvine zvavo tine dambudziko rokuti nyika haisi muright direction.
Mutungamiri wemdct vaMorgan Tsvangirai vari parunare muHarare. Mapato maviri anopikisa munyika anoti reMDCT uye rePeople's Democratic Party abatana nhasi mukuburisa mashoko kuvatori venhau achishora zvikuru bhanga reInternational Monetary Fund. IMF yakatumira nhumwa dzayo nezuro uye nhumwa idzi dziri kutanga kuita musangano nhasi nevatungamiri venyika uyewo nevamwe vanoita zveupfumi. IMF iroda kutarisa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Kuti tinzwe nezvemashoko aburitswa nevanopikisa aya, tabata vanoona nezveupfumi mubato rePDP vaVince Museve.
IMF yakutora position yekuda kuwirirana neZANU-PF, asi chikuvaudza isusu kuti aiwa zvamuri kuita izvo hazvisizvo. Saka maopposition ese anobva afektwa. Saka kuri kuda pfungwa dzatiinadzo muPDP neo pfungwa dziri MDC tichaona kuti kadzisanganisa tinogona kutererwa pane kungotaura tiri chete. Saka tati tibatane ne MDC titaure tese zvakafanana.
Chii chaizvo chamusiri kufara nacho nezviri kuitwa neMF?
Chiri kunetsa panapa ndechekuti china masa akaenda achiti vari kuda mari. IMF ikati munofanirwa kuita mareforms muekonomi. Mareforms aya anobata corruption, anobata state enterprise, anobata agriculture. Asi tiri kuona kuti zvakataurwa nachina masa hapana zvaaita kusvikira nanhasi. Even kuita kuti gwaro redu malaws edu aite in line neconstitution hapana chati chaita. Asi zviri kunzi neIMF aiwa pane progress. Saka isusu taanchiti IMF progress yamuri kutaura iyi ndeipi? Asi nekuti isusu hatiiona isusu.
VaVince Museve vanoona nezveupfumi mubato rinopikisa rePDP vanga vari parunare muHarare. Gungano resanganai hlanganani iro rinosanganisa vemabhizimisi nevamwe vanhu vanoita mabasa ane chekuita nezvekushanyirwa kwenyika ratanga nhasi Mubulawayo. Vamwe vevanhu ava vachiti vari kufara kuti gungano iri radzorwa kuguta iri. Mutoro wedu wenhau Taurai Shaba anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vamwe veavo vataura neStudio 7 ndeavo vane dzimba dzinogarwa nevashanyi kana kuti malodge, pamwe nevanoshambadza nekutengesa, nzvimbo dzinokwanisa kushanyirwa nevanhu vemunyika pamwe nevekunze. Muzvare Juliet Shangare vanoshandira nzvimbo yekushanyira yeAndlop Park iri kunze kweguta reGweru vati kudzorwa kwegungano resanganai hlanganani muguta reBulawayo kuchaita kuti vanhu vakawanda vazive nezvekambani yavo.
Kunoku zvatibetserawo kuti kampani yedu inge uchionekerawo ende kubetserawo tourism industry yedu zvakanyanyisa.
Vaita ichitambo vanoshanda neimwe kambani inoita zvekushambadza nzvimbo dziri munyika dzekushanyira vatiwo kuitwa kwegungano iri muBulawayo kuchava pamukana wekuti vazive dzimwe nzvimbo dzekushanyira dziri muBulawayo pamwe nenzvimbo dzakapoteredza guta iri.
Kutengesa chinhu chausingazive zvinonetsa, zvoda kuti umbotangwa mbosvikapo unoona wega kuti kana wakutsanangurira munhu tino kumatopos kwakamira kwakadai munhu anokwanisa kuzvinzwisisa.
Mukuru mukuru weZimbabwe Tourism Authority Vakari Koga Kaseke vakataurira vatori venhau nezuro kuti sangano ravo iro rinoendiro rinoronga gungano iri rakaona zvakakodzera kuzora chirongwa ichi muguta reBulawayo senzira yekuedza kusimudzira mabhizimisi ezvekushanya sezvo Bulawayo nedunhu reMatabeleland dziri nzvimbo dzine dzimwe nzvimbo dzekushanyira dzine mukurumbira kana pasi rose. Gungano resanganai hlanganani iri nderechipfumbamwe kubva pakatanga kuitwa chirongwa ichi munyika uye richavhurwa zviri pamutemo mangwana manheru nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela Mpoko. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muBulawayo, ndini Taurai Shava.
Tichiri panyaya iyi, Mavelas Mhlanganya uye abatawo mutauriri weZTA vaSugar Chagonda.
Sangano weziratidzo zvesanganai hlanganani World Tourism Expo zvatanga nhasi muBulawayo. Zvichaitwa kubva nhasi musi wa16 kusvika musi wa18. Tine vatengi vakawanda vakabva nyika dzakasiyana siyana nepasi rose vachiuya vatinoti maInternational Buyers. Uyewo tine makambani emunhu ari kuratidza pazviratidzwa zvesanganai. Makambani ekunze akawanda zvekusvika 28. Saka izvozvi tiona vatengi vari kuita misangano yakasiyana siyana nemaexhibitors vachitenderera vachiona zviratidzwa izvi.
Mungatsimi musangano uyu uri kutambirwa sei neavo vari pauri?
Musangano uyu uri kutambirwa zvakanaka chaizvo nekuti gore rino tauitira kuBulawayo. Makore ese apfuura tanga tichiuitira kuHarare. Saka vanhu vari kufarira isikuru sei makambani nevanhu vemunhu vemabhizimusi nekuti vari kutora mukana uyu kushambadzira mabhizimusi avo nekuratidza zvinhu zvaedzwa zvavo zvekuBulawayo kuitira kuzokwezva vashanyi vavanotarisira kuti vatange vachiuya kuno kuzoshanyira Bulawayo kuitira kuti tivandudze chikamu chezvekushanyirwa ichi zvikuru sei takanangana nzvimbo ino yeBulawayo.
Tinoona kuti uri kuitwa panguva apo nyika yakatarisana nedambudziko remari. Pane zvamagadzirisa here pari zvino panyaya iyoyi kune avo vari kushanya nevavo vamwe vachauyawo kuzoona zviriko?
Zvinokwazvo zviratidzo zvesanganai zvegore rinota zviita tiri mukati nematambudziko zvikuru sei ekushayikwa kwemari mumabhanga. Zvinhu zvanga zvichivhiringa zvinhu zvikuru sei pagadziriro, uyezve iko zvine vashanyi vedu nevatengi vakauya kubva kunyika dzakatera siyana vanga vachititaurira matambudziko vari kusangana nawo kakuda kutora mari. Asi zvakaitwawo danho rakatorwa nehurumende rekuti vanhu vashandise vatoti plastic money vachingoshandisa makadhi avo. Zvinhuwo zvabatsira chaizvo nekuderedza matambudziko emari.
Mutauriri weZimbabwe Tourism Authority vaSugar Chagonda vari parunhare muBulawayo naMavelas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaInternet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Iko zvino tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama nemuteedzeri wavo vaJoe Biden nasi vaenda kuOrlando, Florida kunobata maoko mhuri dzakarasikirwa nehama mukuurayiwa kwevanhu makumi mana nevapfumbamwe uye kukuvadzwa kwevamwe makumi mashanu. VaObama vari kusanganawo navana chiremba nemapurisa akabatsira vanhu ava. Mumwe murume ainge aine pfuti Oma Martin ndiye akapfuura vanhu ava munzvimbo yekutandarira nemusi wesvondo. Russia inoti yambomira kwemazuva maviri kurwisa dunhu reAleppo muSyria zvichitevera chikumbiro cheAmerica chekuti Russia neSyria dzimbomira kurwisa dunhu iri. Izvi zvinotevera chibvumirano chakaitwa muna kukadzi. Hondo yemuSyria yauraya vanhu vanodarika zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi masere. Munyori anoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muAmerica vaJohn Kerry vanga vachishora Russia zvikuru vachiti iri kuramba ichityora chibvumirano chavakaita chekumbomisa hondo. Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu reHuman Rights Watch rinoti mauto, mapurisa nevamwe vanochengetedza runyararo muEthiopia vauraya vanhu vanodarika mazana mana kubva muna mbudzi gore rapera. Mugwaro richangobva mukuburitswa, Human Rights Watch yati mauto emunyika yeEthiopia ari kungopfuura vanhu vanenge vachiratidzira zvikuru vechirudzi chechiOromo. Izvi zvinonzi zvave kukonzerawo kuti munyika umo muite mhirizhonga vanhu vanenge vachiratidzira ava vachipwanya zvinhu nemidziyo yehurumende. Apo nengo dzekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekutongwa kwematunhu dziri kupinda muvanhu dzichinzwa zvinodiwa neveruzhinji kuti zvinge zviri mubhiri remutemo wekutongwa kwematunhu, kune mashoko ari kubva kumateberland ekuti pane urongwa hwehurumende hwekuti komiti iyi isasvike mune dzimwe nzvimbo. Nezuro musangano wakaitwa muBulawayo unonzi wakamboitawo kunetsana kwakanyanya. Asi nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo uye vari chipanga mazano musangano reHuman Rights Watch vaDewa Mavhinga vanoti munhu wese anofanira kupa pfungwa dzake. Ukuwo nhengo yeZANU-PF muBritain vaNick Mangwana vanoti vagari vanofanira kuona kuti vamiriri vavo vasvitsa zvido zvavo mukuumbwa kwemutemo mutsva uyo. Rachel weStudio 7 atanga nekubvunza vaMavhinga maoniro avo paurongwa hwekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu mukuvandudzwa kwemutemo wezvekutongwa kwe matunhu.
Zvakakosha izvozvo zvanga zvakatarisirwa nekuti ndizvo zviri maringe nebumbiro remutemo renyika idzvara May 2013. Urongwa honga hwatononokwa hunodiwa kuti awane masimba akati kuti ekuzvitonga zvakare kuparadzirwa kwekushandwa kwaupfumi nekusimudzirwa kwematunhu zvese izvi zvaifanira kunge zvakatoitwa nechimbi chimbi saka tinoti inguva yanga yatononoka kuti zviitwe
vamangwana imiwo muri kuhoona sei urongwa hwekuvandudzwa kwebhiri rekutongwa kwematunhu nemaguta
chakaipa hapana apa ndopandinowirirana nezviri kutaura mafiga kutora nguva zvanga zvatora nguva asi tinotenda chaizvo nokuti zvinhu zvaakuchifamba zvaakutinhira saka mutinhimira iwoyo maungiro acho ari kutifadza zvemene
pane vamwe vari kuti izvo gurukota rezvokutongwa kwematunhu vakasukuwere vaisa zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kupikisana nezvinodiwa neveruzhinji imi munozviona sei vamangwana
zvinhu zvakaita sei zvinonzi zvinodiwa neveruzhinji nokuti kutaura kunoita ruzhinji runotaura kuburikidza navamiririri varwo maparliamentarians saka iko zvino pari zvino patasvika ndepekuti maonero eruzhinji ari kufamba achikwenenzverwa achiteererwa neyatinoti parliamentary portfolio committee saka vari kumhanyavo kutaura kuti zvirimo hazviso zvinoda vanhu vazviwana kupi nokuti vanomirira vanhu havasati vataura muparliament vanhu vacho maconsultation ari kuitwa haasati atomboita iko zvino idraft riripo rinoitwa maconsultation around saka problem yacho ndeyekuti chii papa handione dambudziko
ini vamavhinga imimiwo munoti kudii pamashoko ari kutaurwa navamangwana aya ekuti izvo vanhu vari kukomplena vazviona kupi
aiwa chiripo ndechekuti gwara ratorwa nedare reparamende ndiro chairo rekupinda muvanhu vachibvunza kuti ndizvo here zvinodiwa nekudaro vana vese vezimbabwe zvizvarwa zvese vane kodzero yekutaura zvavanoda kana kunyunyuta kana pane zvavasingadi ndogwara racho chairo iro kureva kuti hazvifaniri kunge zviri zvekuti ndingana kana kuti gurukota rezvekutongwa kwematunhu ndivakasukure vati zvakati kwete nguva ino iri kuitwa iyi ndiyo nguva yakakodzera yekuti vanhu vataure zvese zvavanofunga pamusoro pebimburo iri kugunguna kwavo kwese nezvavanofarira vanhu ngavataure vachitanisa gwara irori rekuenda kukomiti yeparliamendi iyoyi ndoko vanofanira kunotura nhuna dzavo dzese kana pane zvavasingafariri igwara rakanaka ratorwa iri
vamavhinga munoona here paramende ichitora zvose zvinodiwa nevanhu
zvinogona kusapinda zvose asi chakakosha ndechekuti iteerere vanhu nekuti vanhu vari muparamende aya vamiririri vevanhu vese vari munyika saka zvinokosha kuti vateerere zvinodiwa nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe asiwo tinoona kuti pamvenge paine kugunun'una nekutaura kwekunzi pane matunhu asiyiwa munyaya iyoyi yekubvunzabvunza ari kumatevereland kunorth nesouth saka ipapo tinoda kuti pagadziriswe kuti pashayikwe nzvimbo dzisiyiwa pakubvunza vanhu kuti munhu wese awane mukana wekutaura zvaanoda chinonzi utongi hwejechetere ndechekuti ruzhinji ngaruve rwataura voteerera mashoko eruzhinji nekuti dzimwe nguva hazvingagoni kuti mumwe nemumwe zvaanofunga zvipinde mumutemo asi kana zviri zvido zveruzhinji zvinofanira kuremekedzwa zvokudzwa zvakare zvichitaridza kuti pane kuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu zvakare zvichitaridza kuti mitemo iyi yakaringana nezviri mubumbiro remitemo renyika yezimbabwe ndo zvinokosha izvozvo
vamangwana kunyunyuta kuri kubva kumatebreland uku kungagadziriswe sei
handi munozivawo inini kuti urongwa hweparamende hunoitwa neparamende ende matebreland north and south ne other region tichisanganisira namasvingo kwangu vanotori navamiriri muparamende ivo vamiriri ivavo kana vakarega nzvimbo idzodzo zvido zvazvo zvisinganopepetwi zvinoreva kuti vamiriri ivavo ndo vari kutokonewa basa
avo vanga vari vanick mangwana vanova sachigaro wezanup f kuuk manzwawo zvakare kubva kugweta vadewa mavhinga vanga vari parunare kujohannesburg south africa reichoto westudio 7 ndiye anga achikokera nhaurirano iyi vechidiki vezimbabwe vari muchirongwa chemandela washington fellowship vasimuka munyika nhasi vachiuya kuno kuamerica kuzoita zvidzidzo zvakanangana nezvemabhizimisi pamwe neutungamiri hwejekerere pasi pechirongwa ichi vechidiki ava vachaita zvidzidzo zvavo kuzvikoro zvepamusorosoro muno muamerica tungamili nkomo Studio 7 abata mwe wavo Trimo Gendi uyo anurugira kwa 00
Ndugufara sisinga yetu zinza na ngani singatari siri asi ya wa ndugufara ni umkana wakakura kudai.
Ungati taura nejwe basara goru kuita nejwe?
Ndunashanda ni LGBT community mno Mzimbabwe. It stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex.
Ungati vanwe LGBT community wari kubatwa sei mu Zimbabwe?
Asini pane kusanzwisisa kunoitika panyazi LGBT community. Bosi kashinji kashu munoona kuti vanhu vane vachine fungidziro yekuti vanhu vari LGBT vanozviita mari kana kuti zvinoitirwa mushonga kana kuti nanofanira kunge aine dimoni kuti azonge ari munhu akadaro. Ofisha zvisiri izvo. Saka asini pane kapachine kakuti vanhu vakazviziva vanongo nekuti vachikuda semunhu but musa vanoziva kuti ndozvauri. Hamachaidyo tichada kukuona kumba kwavo tichada kukusiya nevana vavo kana shamwari chedzo tichada kukuona kwadhuze newe saka nekwa kutongo pange pane kamuka mubatiro kakasiyana nemabatiro angu osvitwa mazuva ese nemakore ese kanongoitika so
saka chirongwa ichi chemandela muri kuona kunge chichamubatsira sei
ndikwange chandibatsira zvikuru nekuti nekutungamira kwananga ndichita nekubatsirana nevamwe vangu kwananga ndichita muLGBT community handingati ndine maskills ese handinonyatsakuda kuti ndinge ndiri panzvimbo yandaiti ndikwanisa kumira pamberi pevanhuwo ndichiva confident kuti ndikutungamirirawo vamwe vanguwo vezera ranguwo nevamwe vakuru kwandiri nevamwe vadiki kwandiri kuti tinge tichisvika panzvimbo yatinoti iyi ndo nzvimbo yatinoti tiri kubatwawo sevanhu ndo nzvimbo yatinoti tinofilawo sese saka ndikuona kuti mukana uyuva uchandibatsirawo neyatinoti confidence building iyoyi nekuti anga tichaisa mamwe maprograms nemaschedule edu atichange tichiita zvinhu zvange zvichindibatsirawona kuti ndichatonzidzawo kuti proposal chaiyo inonyorwa sei zvinhu zvandisingagoniwo report writing chaiyo chaisana kudzidzisa kuti inopefectwa sei nekuti yandinonyora izvizvi haisati yanyatsa kusvika pekuti ndigati chinhu chandodada nacho saka zvinhu zvese zvaita sei zvichandibatsira izvozvozvo nekuwana mukana wekusanganawo nevamwe vanhu vanobva kune mamwe maorganizations vanoshandawo mune mamwe mapokawo asinawe ari directly linked to LGBTI
Vatrimo Gendi ndemumwe vechidiki veZimbabwe vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vasimuka munyika nhasi uye vanorwira kodzero dzengochani vanga vachitaura nanhutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 Munhau dzemitambo sachigaro weCapes United vaLouis Uriri vanoti vagadzirisa matambudziko anga atarisana nechikwata chavo ayo angaita kuti vatambi varamwe basa tabata vauriri
vatambi vakanga vakapiwa mari dzavo dzese kunze kwemari dzemwedzi waMay tatanotanonoka ne 16 days uyena mamitiro akaita zvinhu munyika ndifunge kuti kunonoka ne 16 days chingava chindinokatya madza muZimbabwe atichitarisa kuti kunyangwe hurumende haisati yabhadhara vashandi vayo mabonus a2015 nekuti mamwe makambani makuruwo zvakare achiri kumashure zvikurusa saka tinoona kuti pakanga pane rumwe ruoko rusiri rwemuCapes United rwanga tuchishanda apa tinoti tadhila zvedu nazvo uye winning bonus yavo imwe chete yanga iri outstanding yabhadharwa zuva ranhasi
kana muchiti panga paita rumwe ruoko pane vambomiswa here vatambi kana kuti mazvigadzirisa sei
tinenge tichitarisa zvemutemo inoenderana nezvekutenga kana kutengeswa kwevatambi kubva kuchikwata chimwe chete vachienda kune chimwe zvinofanira kutevedzwa saka tataura neavo vakanga vachida kunge vachitora vamwe vatambi vedu vachishandisa nziro dziri kunze kwemutemo iyoyo zvakare tataura nevamwe vatambi vedu zvakare saka zvagadziriswa hazvo
saka mari dzavo dzese dzanga dzasara vapiwa
Yes, ma winning bonus avo apiwa. Salary yavo ya May iri outstanding vachabhadharwa musi wa20 usati wapfuura.
Avo vanga vari sachigaro weCapes United, Advocate Louis Uriri, vari parunare muHarare. Vateereri musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu cheWomen's Round Table na8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nezvemusangano weWomen's Dominion uri kuitwa nemadzimai emuZimbabwe kubva kumakereke akasiyana-siyana kuDelaware muno muAmerica. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei namba dzenyu paWhatsApp panamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro inawo zvakare. Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti vaMugabe vapererwa nekudaro ngavachienda pamudyandigere. Mapurisa anorova vamwe vechidiki vanga vachiratidzira muHarare. Pastor Ivan Mawarire wosangana naGavana weRBZ Dr. John Mangujga. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina ndimi yake Mwakalielie munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you very much, Blessing Zulu, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Thursday, June 16th, 2016. Thank you for joining us this evening live from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalielie. Here are our top stories this evening. Police crash a public protest in Harare, organized by a youth organization urging President Mugabe to step down.
Today, we will be holding these campaigns in unity and through action. And in this respect, we make the following non-negotiable demands. That President Mugabe steps down with immediate effect and pave way for the progress of the country. That the government abandons the use of the bond notes. That the government accounts for the 2.2 million jobs they promised to the people.
Some political activists tell Zimbabwe's central bank chief to stop toying with the idea of introducing bond notes to save the ailing economy.
Young people, we need to encourage and make sure that people reject these bond notes, because if we do not use them and the market rejects them, then they're going to become obsolete.
Two opposition parties urge the IMF to press for significant reforms before releasing new lines of credit to Zimbabwe.
There is no sense in anyone to say that things have become better now, when everybody else in Zimbabwe sees a situation where things are worsening and deteriorating every day.
The United States ambassador to Zimbabwe says America and Zimbabwe enjoy good relations despite targeted sanctions imposed on top ruling party officials. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Police in Zimbabwe today crashed a public demonstration staged by a group of youth from various political organizations who had gathered in central Harare to commemorate the Day of the African Child. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Youth from various opposition political parties and some civic organizations gathered in Harare to commemorate the Day of the African Child. Tajamuka spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi, who also leads the Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization, told the gathering that President Robert Mugabe should step down immediately for failing to run the country.
Today, we will be holding these campaigns in unity and through action. And in this respect, we make the following non-negotiable demands. That President Mugabe steps down with immediate effect and pave way for the progress of the country. That the government abandons the use of the bond notes. That the government accounts for the 2.2 million jobs they promised to the people.
Mkwananzi also castigated the sitting government for its alleged violation of the rights of the country's citizens. He said the current cash shortages were an example that Mr. Mugabe had failed to grow the country's economy.
That the government publicly accounts for the 15 billion and 10 million youth fund and corruption and laziness in ministries, government departments and parastatals. That the government accounts for Zamara and release immediately and unconditionally those who are illegally detained.
But the commemoration was short-lived after heavily armed cops arrived in three trucks and started assaulting the youths.
Tachamuka!
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 The youths ran in different directions. In the process, four youths who were severely injured were detained at Harare Central Police Station. One of the activists, Denford Ngadzuore, was later assaulted by unknown assailants at a public hearing that was organized by the Harare City Council. Ngadzuore has since been taken to a local clinic where he is being treated. MDCT Youth Secretary Lovemore Chinoputsa criticized the heavy-handedness of the Zimbabwe Republic Police, saying their actions were unconstitutional.
As people of Zimbabwe, we should be able to demonstrate whenever we feel there's a need to demonstrate, and we are shocked that the police continues to operate as if they are a department within the political part of ZANU-PF. We are worried that the police continues to fail to adhere to the constitution whereby they should allow young people or any person in Zimbabwe wants to demonstrate for that matter to demonstrate.
Police spokesperson Charity Charamba told Studio 7 by phone that the Tajamuka youths did not seek police clearance to commemorate the Day of the African Child. Mkwananzi said they would not seek police clearance in an independent Zimbabwe. Mkwananzi issued a statement late this afternoon saying they have lined up a series of protests until President Mugabe leaves office. The Day of the African Child is celebrated annually on June 16th. The Soweto Uprising in 1976, hundreds of youth were shot and some died in protests against the poor quality of education and the right to be taught in their own language instead of Afrikaans. The theme of this year's Day of the African Child is right to participate, let children be seen and heard. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Some political activists met with Zimbabwe Central Bank Governor John Magunjka yesterday to express their dissatisfaction over the bank's moves to introduce bond notes. The activists, drawn from various political parties, told Magunjka that the bond notes, designed to boost exports, would fuel recession in the country that is now set to grow by less than 2% this year due to lack of foreign direct investment, fears over the indigenization laws, and other issues. Maureen Kademaunga, a PhD candidate at Pretoria University, says they told Magunjka to use conventional ways of reviving the economy instead of introducing the bond notes. She tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that the meeting with Magunjka was not encouraging.
We met with him at the end of the day yesterday, and I went there with young people from various sectors, like young economists working in the banking sector, youth political leaders from the MDCT, CBP, and also Zimbabwe People First. And then we also had civil society leaders and just general concerned Zimbabweans. And our recommendation to the RBZ was that we must seriously consider to drop the introduction of bond notes as an indicator measure.
And what was the governor's response?
The governor's response was not very forthcoming for us, because I thought that throughout the meeting he tried to be very evasive and not want to tackle that issue. He wanted to focus on other issues. But when it came to the issue of bond notes, he appeared as if the decision had already been made. And he tried to even impress on us that it is a good idea, which we still don't believe. But I think that the RBZ, this is now my own assessment, the RBZ is not independent. And as long as there is no political will from those in government, especially the ZANU-PF part of the government, then the governor is not really an independent person to be able to take up suggestions and reflect that policy announcement.
Now, if the governor goes ahead and implements his plans of introducing bond notes, what course of action did you promise to take?
In that unfortunate event that they do not reconsider, as young people, we're going to encourage and make sure that people reject these bond notes. Because if we do not use them and if the market rejects them, then they're going to become obsolete.
That was Maureen Kademaunga, a political activist and PhD candidate at the University of Pretoria, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare. Meanwhile, opposition parties have urged the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, to press for significant political and economic reforms before releasing any new lines of credit to Zimbabwe. In a statement, the MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai and former Finance Minister Tendai Biti's People's Democratic Party, say the IMF appears to be ignoring public discontent over the current deteriorating economic and political situation in Zimbabwe. An IMF delegation is currently in Zimbabwe under a staff-monitored program. The Bretton Woods institution recently praised Zimbabwe for embarking on what it termed some visible financial reforms, but noted that the economic situation is deteriorating fast in the country. The IMF urged Zimbabwe at a meeting in Lima, Peru, a couple of months ago, to carry out major social, economic, and political reforms before getting new lines of credit. Critics say the government, which is saddled with an external debt of almost $9 billion, is dragging its feet on implementing these reforms. We reached Deputy Spokesperson George Mkwananzi of the People's Democratic Party to explain what they want the IMF to do in Zimbabwe.
In the first place, the IMF had imposed certain conditions for the government of Zimbabwe before they could start opening business and the credit lines for them. And as far as we are concerned, those conditions have not yet been put in place. So it is actually surprising that they are now extending an olive branch to the ZANU-PF government, as if ZANU-PF has attended to all the things that they have refused to do so in the past 15 to 20 years back. So it's quite really surprising that they've softened their hearts and stance towards ZANU-PF now.
So you're demanding reforms. What type of reforms do you want now?
We still expect that the ground in Zimbabwe be democratized because it has become worse than before. When the IMF was demanding it to be democratized, the space for the opposition to operate is being limited, where they still get pounced upon by the police each time they try to hold the meetings to access the electorate. Over and above the issue of the laws that govern investment coming from outside continue to be hardened and tightened, we still see a very intransigent government of Zimbabwe squeezing out everybody else except ZANU-PF government. I mean, there is no sense in anyone to say that things have become better now when everybody else in Zimbabwe sees a situation where things are worsening and deteriorating every day.
That was George Mkwananzi, deputy spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, led by Tendai Biti. He was speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Johannesburg in South Africa. United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Harry Thomas Jr. says America and Zimbabwe enjoy good trade relations, saying with the Southern African country actually enjoying a trade surplus last year despite targeted sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle more than 10 years ago. Reporter Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Responding to questions from the public at a function organized by social media enterprise 263 Chat, Ambassador Thomas Jr. said last year Zimbabwe exported goods worth $65 million to the United States.
It's in your favor, and we have normal trade relations. We'd like to see them expand, and that's why last year my distinguished predecessor, Ambassador Wharton, took a business delegation to the U.S.
Ambassador Thomas Jr. said he is working on improving trade between the two countries. Zimbabwe is America's 164th trading partner in the world. As for the targeted sanctions, Ambassador Thomas Jr. said the United States President Barack Obama and the U.S. Senate could only review them on the back of genuine economic and political reforms.
98 individuals, 68 entities. What will it take for the Senate and President of the United States have to be convinced that there is genuine economic as well as political reform? A good start would be an implementation of your constitution. It's the Zimbabwean people's constitution.
Ambassador Thomas Jr., who earlier met the visiting IMF delegation, said it was America's wish that the Zimbabwean government clarifies its economic policies and tackle corruption so as to attract meaningful investment.
We know that people are suffering. So we hope that the government's economic policies are clear, transparent, and will allow for direct investment. As I'm sure you know, that sanctions have nothing to do with Zimbabwe's inability to access the international financial institution. Zimbabwe cannot access the international financial institution because before sanctions were imposed, Zimbabwe stopped paying the international.
He said the United States remained Zimbabwe's biggest donor and had this year provided $55 million in food aid and security and was spending millions of dollars in fighting HIV/AIDS. Ambassador Thomas Jr. said, apart from Nigeria, Zimbabwe received more U.S. scholarships than any other country on the African continent. Ambassador Thomas Jr. also said he hoped the United States government would continue the Mandela Washington Fellowship for young African leaders even after President Obama leaves office next January. About 60 young Zimbabweans left the country today for the program. They will be attached to various universities and other institutions before meeting President Obama. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
The Sanganai Langangani Tourism Expo kicked off in Bulawayo today with some exhibitors as well as local and international buyers of tourism products and services saying the return of the event to Bulawayo would help them reach more clients. Our correspondent Taurai Shava brings more.
A marketing manager with a Gweru-based lodge and safari operating company, Amanda Mafa, said she expected that the hosting of the event in Bulawayo would expose the company to more potential clients.
We've got a lot more buyers than we had last year. We hope to benefit from speaking to the buyers and getting them to buy our product. We offer safaris, accommodation, and also concentrate a lot on land conservation.
A South African-based buyer, Mark Ndlovu, who has attended previous expos, said Zimbabwe remains one of the favorite tourist destinations in the sub-region, adding that despite the negative image, he has never experienced any violence or ever felt at risk while in the country. Ndlovu, however, decried the fact that the U.S. dollar is the most popular among the multiple currencies being used in the country, saying this makes it rather expensive to sell Zimbabwean package tours to his clients who are mainly from the middle class.
Excellent. I think Zimbabwe offers more than all these other Southern African countries have offered because you basically can do anything here except for the coastline. There's no coastline. But I mean, Kariba makes it up because then also you can spend time on the houseboats and stuff. But if I were to compare now the other countries that use their own currencies compared to the US dollar, then it makes this destination quite expensive.
Ingrid Gotter, an international buyer based in the Netherlands, told Studio 7 that it was the first time to attend the Zimbabwe Expo.
Zimbabwe, to me, I think it's very special because you're in a very challenging state at the moment. So I love to bring the tourists here. You've got a beautiful country. We've been to Kariba. We are on a tour from the tourism board, very well organized. We saw some stunning places, Hwangi, Fig Falls, Kariba, Matusadona, and it's beautiful. I'm very impressed.
Zimbabwe Tourism Authority Chief Executive Officer Kariko Gakaseke implored both local and foreign media to write truthfully about Zimbabwe, saying it is not prone to the chaos or violence that some sections of the media try to portray. Gakaseke said ZTA had decided to bring the expo to Bulawayo as a way of trying to revitalize the tourism sector in the city and the region. The Sanganai Hlanganani Expo, now in its ninth year, is a national event which is recognized on the United Nations World Tourism Organization calendar. Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko will officially open the expo tomorrow evening. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
Coming up, we take a closer look at the heated public parliamentary hearings on the local government bill. Stay tuned. But first, a look at regional and international news. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Orlando, Florida today to comfort a city reeling from the country's biggest mass shooting ever and meet privately with the families of the people killed and wounded at a gay nightclub last Sunday. Obama is expected to meet with relatives of the 49 people killed and 53 wounded at the club in the early hours of Sunday when an American-born Muslim sprayed round after round of bullets at revelers who were dancing to Latin music and partying with friends. A British Member of Parliament died after being shot in her constituency in Yorkshire, Northern England, police said. Joe Cox, a 41-year-old of the opposition Labour Party and mother of two, was injured and left bleeding on the pavement near Leeds today. West Yorkshire police said it arrested a 52-year-old man after the incident. And finally, a collection of U.S. political surveys this week shows that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is pulling ahead of Republican challenger Donald Trump 5 months before November's national election. Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State seeking to become the country's first female president, holds an average 5.6 percentage point lead in several polls over the brash real estate mogul who overtook a large Republican field of candidates, many of them current or former senators and governors, in his first bid for elected office. You're listening to Studio 7, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Zimbabweans in most parts of the country have been rejecting the Local Government Laws Amendment Bill, which seeks to give the Minister of Local Government power to suspend and fire councillors and city mayors. The parliamentary hearings that have been held in Mashingo, Bulawayo and Harare, among other urban centres, have been recording a lot of discontent over some of the bill's provisions, viewed by some political activists, civic society leaders and members of the public as being allegedly too draconian for running council affairs. The hearings come at a time local government minister Xavier Kasukuwere have been clashing with senior council officials in Gweru, Harare and Bulawayo, accusing them of either being incompetent or flouting some provisions of the Urban Councils Act in appointing town clerks and their subordinates. Kasukuwere recently suspended Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni, Gweru Mayor Hamutendi Kombai and his councillors, and has been at loggerheads with the Bulawayo City Council over a tender to set up a shopping complex. In Harare today, there were clashes between opposition supporters and some suspected ruling party activists at one of the hearings. For perspective, we reached Butler Tambo of Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe. He tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that the bill is ill-timed.
Good. I think that if you look at the local government bill, it is rather misleading, because we would have thought that the minister would concentrate on the issues of devolution of power, which are a constitutional issue under Chapter 14, and at least bring about a bill which seeks to make provincial councils and metropolitan councils a reality in Zimbabwe. But he has just come up with a bill that seeks to punish especially local authorities by firing mayors, chairpersons and councillors. And that's rather unfair, because it also distracts the issue of service delivery within this particular city. But what we also have to note that is problematic about this bill is that, one, like I said, it doesn't speak into issues of devolution, but it also talks about an independent tribunal. But funny enough, the independent tribunal, which is supposed to deal with issues of those that have been fired or suspended, is not independent in any way, because the minister is the one who appoints the members of this particular tribunal, the first thing. And then the second thing is that those same people who constitute the tribunal, their salaries and the allowance are going to be determined by the minister. Not only that, it also means that the local authority itself that has been affected by the suspension is the one that is going to pay for these particular allowances. For most local authorities right now, they are struggling and they do not have any money. Where will they get money to pay salaries and allowances of people that have been cherry-picked by the minister of local government? Because what's going to stop the minister from appointing his own friends and appointing any other of his maybe party functionaries and the like, and seeking to enrich them through the stripping of local authorities? These are some of the problems that I see about this particular bill.
And indications of that maybe this bill is going to pass anyway in parliament, because ZANU-PF has got the majority in parliament.
No, I get your point, but at the moment I think people can almost celebrate or ride on the current crest of success that has come through. Let's look at what happened with the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission deal. After most people in Zimbabwe had managed to refuse or he had given an adverse report and struck down that particular deal, the Minister of National Healing, who is Vice President Mpogo, had to withdraw that particular deal, and now it is being recrafted again. So I believe that with the current running way, most people in Zimbabwe have refuted or have refused this particular deal. We're just hoping that the deal will be taken back to the Minister of Local Government so that he can be more serious in fixing these issues and attend to the issues that people are raising.
That was Butler Tambo, excuse me, of Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo. Gibbs Dube also reached Effort Nkomo, a ZANU-PF activist, who says that the bill is designed to contain corruption and other important issues affecting local authorities.
If anything is amiss or things are not going well within local authorities, let the minister have the power and authority to discharge his mandate to put things right. I know we have been talking about corruption, but in the eyes of the majority, corruption has been fixed on ZANU-PF, on government, and we have been letting our eyes not see what the local authorities were doing.
But we see that right now, Mr. Nkomo, the local government minister is at loggerheads with local authorities over various issues. So people are now saying that in fact, the minister wants to have more power to actually fire or maybe suspend local authority officials.
Whatever it has been, it's got nothing to do with what is at hand. If the local authority is not doing justice to the constituencies or to the people that the councillors lead, he has got the right, in my view, to look at what they are doing. If they're not doing what they should be doing, I think he's got the right, or they should give him the powers to fire or do what is right.
But at the moment, indications are that the constitution does not allow that, and only the people have got the electoral mandate to actually do that kind of work in terms of councillors. So how does the minister come in then?
That's the beauty of democracy. Democracy demands that where it is felt that there should be changes, X should be changed, constitution should be changed, let majority exercise that mandate.
And do you think that this bill is going to pass in parliament?
In my view, it's going to pass.
Why?
You know what majority means. The majority rules. End of story.
You are literally saying that ZANU-PF is dominating parliament and nothing can happen.
Yes. If they're in majority, what they decide and agree on carries the day.
And is that democracy, Mr. Gomo?
That's democracy. Democracy, it means that those that are in majority can dictate the terms. If you want to undo the democracy, I can't see how you can undo democracy.
But some Zimbabweans are saying that is typical dictatorship, isn't it?
Are they in majority?
What's your opinion?
If they have to be a referendum, let be a referendum and let's see who wins in the referendum.
So is it that government should actually focus on this bill instead of some issues that are affecting the country? Most people are saying this is a waste of time.
True as it may sound, there are a lot of challenges in the country. But given a situation where government has got to face that particular challenge, it's got to exercise that mandate in terms of majority.
That was Effort Nkomo, a ZANU-PF activist, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. Now, in a related development, several people were injured today following skirmishes between the police and political activists outside the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, where the activists had gathered to express their dismay over the central bank's plans to introduce bond notes. Pastor Evan Mawerire of the hashtag This Flag movement led calls for the abandonment of the bond notes, saying that they will fuel recession in the country. For more details, visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. You're listening to Studio 7, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Of course, as every day and as every Thursday, we have our live talk program from 8:30 p.m. And today's hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye and Praxedis Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners and women living in the diaspora and, of course, the International Women's Dominion Conference that is taking place in Delaware here in the United States. So if you wish to join the show, please call 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message or number on our WhatsApp 001-202-465-0318. That number again 001-202-465-0318. 0818. Please note that we're also live streaming on Studio 7 Facebook page, so make sure to participate that way as well. We're wrapping up now, coming to the end of our show, but before we go, a quick recap of our top stories today. Police crashed a public protest in Harare organized by a youth organization urging President Mugabe to step down. Some political activists told Zimbabwe's central bank chief to stop toying with the idea of introducing bond notes to save the ailing economy. Two opposition parties urged the IMF to press for significant reforms before releasing new lines of credit to Zimbabwe. And then also the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, Harry Thomas Jr., says relations between Zimbabwe and the U.S. are good despite the targeted sanctions. And that's our program this Thursday evening. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntungamile Nkomo. I am Dimyake Mwakalyelye here in Washington, wishing you a very pleasant evening and a very good night. Be sure to join us again tomorrow.
Siyabonga endimi yakhe ngokusethulela ezosuku ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Le tshona njani mthwakazi omuhle, siyalamukela kustudio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 10 ngoNhlangula 2016. Namhlanje ngomhla ka 16 selethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza singapha eWashington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngoNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Amapolisa achitha ngodlame umbuthano wabuntanga bomanyano etajamuka benanza ilanga lomntwana wezwekazi leAfrika.
Yiko besithi akumelanga ilizwe liphiwe imali.
Ya kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi IMF enxa inika abantu imali ayikhangeli into zamalungelo.
Ibandla leMDCT limanyana lePDP ekwethuleni umbiko osola inhlanganiso yephathisa amazwe omhlaba ngemali eIMF ngokufuna ukukhumisana umlodalo uhulumende weZimbabwe. Abakumsebenzi wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe bancoma umbukiso wehlanganani sanganayi oqelela namhlanje kobulawayo ngokubuyela kuleli dolobho ngemva kweminyaka usenzelwa eHarare. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa achithe ngodlakela umbuthano wabuntanga bomanyano wetajamuka benanza ilanga lomntwana wezwekazi leAfrika ele International Day of the African Child. Ontanga laba bavela kumabandla achiyeneyo. Abanye babo batshaywe kabuhlungu kwathi abanye babotshwa. Ngemva kwesehlakalo lesi kubikwa kulabanye abasakhulayo abasuke baya emhlanganweni obuqoqwe ngumunicipal weHarare ehoteleni leRainbow Towers lapho obekuxoxiswana khona ngodaba lokuguqulwa komthetho wezabelo owe Local Government Amendment Act. Balandelwe ngabasakhulayo beZANU-PF batshaywa kabuhlungu. Sixoxele sikhulumele somanyano wetajamuka umnumzana Promise Mkhwanazi ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Zimbabwe azitheni azazitheni amapolisa ngoba sina sibona ngani impumelelo lomthetho elisha liyasizimela ukuthi abangatshelanga amapolisa ngalokho ke sibuthene bakhankasela leli langa kwabuyi riot police ukuthi sisuke lapha besikhona kodwa siyakele zathi hhayi sizesisuke singaqeda isiyenza ngoba into esizenza lapha sisemthethweni njalo ngamalungelo ethu ukuthi sizenze sa-adresa abantu baqeda seziqedile abantu be-riot baqala ukuyishaya abantu begijimisa abantu idolobha lonke kodwa untana balili kwethiselwa basukile nje khonapha ngamapolisa khona baqala ukuhamba bank by bank be-adresa abantu bekuma-tube bebasikhathisela i-cash crisis ukuthi kuvela ngaphi ibangelwa yini njalo kuyini okusize sikuyenze ukuthi i-cash crisis le iphele kodwa sizothola amanye ontanga ababotshiweyo abaningi namuhla abanye bangikhona bagoqela i-benefit ngadiyeyo usekretary we-province ye-NDCT ade bemkhankasweni lelayo ubantu ngabantu bezalo bamtshaya bamlimaza esesibhedlela ekukhuluma lokho
manje ababotshiweyo selizwile ukuthi baphethwe njani njalo bangaphi
ababotshiweyo siyabadinga sikhuluma kuye kodwa siyazi ukuthi bavalele e-Harare Central Police Station amagqwetha ethu agijima ngikhuluma nje ukuthi bazi ukuthi bathathwe ngeni bathethwa qala bani njalo izahamba ngokuthi baphume nje ligazi ukuthi labani futhi abavele bebebotshiwe sikhuluma kwanto emgwaqweni si-adressa ngokuthi umuntu bakhitshwe ejele ngokuchazi makwelihlu ngoba abalacala abamethileyo balezihlalele kusuke bethengisela ukukhulela kwabo nokunzima okuthi ezimbabwe kuswelakala kwemsebenzi kuswelakala kokudla kuswelakala kwemali kuswelakala kwakho konke nje ukuthi zikwanteni yokuthwela empilweni yabo.
Lo ngumnumzana Promise Mkhonanzi isikhulumeli somanyano wabuntanga bamabandla atshiyeneyo phansi komanyano wetajamuka obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare. Kunjalo nje ngesikhathi leSouth Africa lithakazelela iminyaka engamachumi amane kwedlule umvukela wenkululeko yabatsha mhlaka 16 ngoNhlangula 1976. Intsha yeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ithi ubunzima bempilo obuyithwalise amagabha avuzayo okuveza sobala ukuthi inkululeko kayikatholakali eZimbabwe. UBenedict Nhlapho usibhalo ludaba.
Kwangolwesithathu ekuseni mhla ziku-16 Nhlangula ngo-1976 lapho amakhulu abantwana besikolo lokushini leSoweto kwele South Africa bavuka njengenjwayelo belubhekise esikolo kanti kwakulusuku lokugcina kwabaningi babo. Ekufikeni esikolo izinkulungwane zezifundi zangena ezitaladeni zitshengisela ukuphikisana kwazo lo mthetho wamabhunu owawusithi izifundo zonke zifundiswe ngolimi lwe-Afrikaans. Ixuku labafundi leli lathi lifika esitaladeni uVilakazi duzane lendlu kamuyi uNelson Mandela owayesejele ngaleso sikhathi afike ngasadlanga nkotshana amabhunu abafafaza ngenhlamvu kwafa abantwana bedlula amakhulu ayisithupha. Lobanje ngo-1991 yinhlanganiso ye-Organization of African Unity esiyi-African Union yethula ukuthi leli langa sekulilanga lokunanza inkululeko lamalungelo entsha abatsha beZimbabwe kwele South Africa bathi balokhu bengakatholi lawo malungelo akhulunywayo. Omunye wabatsha laba umnumzana Kanisha Sinkala uthi impilo isinda njengetshe kwele South Africa lapho abezekhona besithi bazodinga amadlelo aluhlaza ngemva kokuba kwelabo ilizwe sekumele ukhula.
Sokumele sicatshe omunye umuntu ugcine sibafost ukuganga abantwana abangamantombazana baphenduke babe ngokunye ke sebesemazweni kubuhlungu.
Uthi le migwaqweni bahamba becatshela amapholisa njengoba besenziwa amasela bengantshontshanga izakhamizi zibanyonkoloza ngokuba selizweni kanti imvumo balayo. Intsha ibandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Tswangirai bona bathi okubuhlungu yikuthi iZimbabwe siziyabalekelwa langabantwana abancane abangazilutho. Unobhala osakhulayo kuleli bandla unkosazana Hazel Bishop uthi abanye balapha abantwana bagcinwe ethempelini le-Methodist eSoweto ngakho bakhethe kunanza lolu suku ngokuyachitha isikhathi lalezi zingane.
Sibona kungcono ukuthi sibuye sizoxhasa abantwana abangama-abandoned migrants size baphekela sicocisane labo sibasize ngemsebenzi yezandla.
Wayengumlweli wempi yenkululeko umnumzana Makahlela Dube uthi kulusizi ukuthi ngemva kwempi yenkululeko yeZimbabwe eyachitha igazi eliningi kutholakale intsha isintula lamazwe ngenxa yokwehluleka kwababusi.
Noma sesingenile kulo mbuso, umbuso wakhona akuwona umbuso ophelelisekileyo, inkululeko engokhoyo esemaphepheni kodwa sisakhala ngento efanayo.
Unkala yena uthi inye kuphela into abafuna ukuyikhuthaza inkokheli zeZimbabwe ngesikhathi benanza lolu suku lwamalungelo abatsha.
Thina sithi kulaba abakhona sekwanele sebedlulekile ababeke phansi kanti manje njengoba abantwana bakhona sebesiba ngamaxhegu bona amaxhegu bengaphuma.
ukuthaza njalo lamazwe Afrika ukuthi ekele kuvimba imingcele njengoba kuyiyo into athi isidale ukucwasana ngobuzwe osekubangele imfa yabanengi kwele South Africa. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Amabandla athi LMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lele People's Democratic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Tendai Biti abambene namhla ethula umbiko osola iqula lenhlanganiso yeparty samazwe omhlaba ngemali eInternational Monetary Fund ngokufuna ukusebenzelana lohulumende weZimbabwe. Lokhu kulandela imbiko esivezwe liqula le-IMF eliselizweni elikhulumisana lohulumende elithi ilizwe lilakho ukuthola njalo uncedo oluvela kulenhlanganiso. Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera utshele uChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuthi okukhulunywa ngamabandla la kuyize ngoba lawo ayeqonqosela ukukhumisana umlota le-IMF kanye lohulumende weZimbabwe ngesikhathi sikahulumende womanyano.
Ikukhuluma nje njengamabandla aphikisayo kodwa nxa sizakhumbula sabona ukuthi ubaba uTendai Biti nguwe owaqalisa inkulumo lesi nabantu be-IMF. So ngibona njengani ikukhuluma nje owamabandla aphikisayo kodwa abanye bangikhona ngeke ba labo ba-involved undaba leyo ngoba iba baqale i-IMF.
Bathi bona ukakathesa kulazibonelo njalo lalokho ababesithi kona kuqale kwenziwe njengokulungisa ilungelo likaZulu lokunye okunjalo lokho kungaguqulwanga. Yiko besithi akumelanga ilizwe liphiwe imali.
Ya kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi i-IMF nxa inika abantu imali ayikhangeli into zamalungelo. Siyakwazi ukuthi i-IMF nxa inika abantu imali kumbe nxa inika amazwe imali ikhangela ukuthi lilandela yini eliye lanavumelana ne-IMF. Isivumelwano lezi yizo engithi mina uba uTendai Biti even ngezikhathi ze-inclusive government amalungelo abantu bengahlonitshwa. Siyakwazi lokhu kodwa bebefuna imali ukuvela evela ku-IMF. Akula nto etshintshileyo lapha yikuthi nje iZANU-PF isibusa yodwa kodwa angibonanga ukuthi amalungelo abantu ake ahlonithwa even during isikhathi se-inclusive government.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera yingcwethi yecubungula ezenotho obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare. Kunjalo nje umeli weMelika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Harry K. Thomas uthi eZimbabwe lelizwe lakhe ngamazwe alobudlelwano obuhle lanxa nje kulesitsheziso zenotho ezafakelwa umongameli Mugabe labanye bakhe iMelika. UAmbassador Thomas ubephendula imibuzo embuthaneni obizwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-263 chat eHarare. Uthi njengomzekeliso ilizwe leZimbabwe lathengisela eleMelika impahla engena kuzigidi ezingamachumi ayisikhombisa nyakenye kwathi eleMelika lona lathengisela eleZimbabwe impahla engena kuzigidi ezinhlanu. Umbukiso wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe owehlanganani Tourism Expo uqale lamhlanje kobulawayo ababukisayo besithi ukuza kombukiso lo kobulawayo ngemva kweminyaka usenzelwa eHarare kulakho ukubalethela amathuba amahle kumabhizimusi. Kubika unompumelelo Moyo.
Obona ngezokuthengisa kwehotela yeBeachwood eduze legcekeni lendizamtshina eOR Tambo eSouth Africa, umnumzana Jonathan Lunga, yena ubike ukuba bakhangelele ukuthola amathuba amahle njalo bayaqala ukuzobukisa ehlanganani.
Okungenze ngeza lapha ngibuya eJohannesburg ukuthi iSouth Africa inabantu abaningi abeza lapha kobulawayo bezovakasha njalo ngokunjalo kunabantu abaningi abasuka eZimbabwe besiye South Africa ikakhulukazi abantu abalapha kobulawayo
othunga ethengisa impahla zemasafari unkosikazi Zanele Kondo ubike ukuba bayathokoza ngokuhlelwa kwehlanganani ngoba sebefumane abathengi abatsha abasuka kwamanye amazwe lakuleli
siyathunga isafari wear lama uniforms siyathungela ama hotels lama camps isanganai siyasincedisa ukuthi sithole ama clients amatsha from outside the country lama local clients sincedile kakhulu ukuthenga ukuthola abathengi
imakhokhoba constituency ibambene le Joshua Nkomo Museum labo bayabukisa belenjongo yokuthengisa imbali yempi yenkululeko omele ihofisi kameli wedale lephalamende emakhokhoba umnumzana Edward Ngwenya ukhuthaze abantu ukuba bayevakatshela emakhokhoba kunye lezindlu ezazihlala umuyi udokotela Nkomo
sizama ukuthi sitshengisele imakhokhoba ngoba yiyo eyiyo eyabisa ubukhokheli bonke obukhona phelizweni okuhlanganisela lo president wethu so sizezama ukuthi abantu bakubone silapha nje sizakwenza le township tourism ukuthi sizacela ama-tourist asuka lapha avakatshele izindlu zethu ezazihlala onkomo ezazihlala omzenta ezazihlala bonke iy'nkokheli zoni zesiajason ziyaphaphamoya
abamasiko labo bayabukisa ngoba ihlanganani yalo nyaka iqakathekisa ezamasiko unkosikazi Josephine Sibanda laye ubebukisa amayika akhe lemigcozo ehlukeneyo
ngizosebenza ezamasiko ngilapha ihlanganani
abacecisa emithimbeni ehlukile labo bayabukisa umnumzana Tinashe Rodrick osebenza eThandos Events ubike ukuba bayacecisa iloba yiwuphi umthimba
as long abantu behlangene siyabahlanganisa senza ilanga labo likhumbuleke isanganayo isincede ngoba isilethe lapha okulabanye ama-potential business partners esingasebenzelana labo esingabaziyo abavela ngaphandle kwelizwe abanye ngabakhonapho but bavela kwamalunga akhashana lelunga esihlala kilo thina
umsekeli kamongameli umphelekezela Mphoko nguye ozavula ihlanganani yesificamunwemunye kusasa abathengi abaningi babikwa besuka eSouth Africa abanye emhlubulweni weMiddle East eAfrica eEurope eChina eAsia ePacific leAmerica eleSouth Africa yilo elilezethekeli eziza eZimbabwe eziningi uma kuqathaniswa lamanye amazwe ngimele iStudio 7 ngikokulawayo ngingunompumelelo moyo
singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Barack Obama sefikile edolobheni le-Orlando lapho wadutshelwa khona abantu abangamachumi phosi amahlanu ngumuntu onakanelwa ukuthi ngowenhlanganiso yabahlamuki be-ISIS. U-Obama ukhangelelwe ukududuza abafelwayo labasindayo engozini le eyenzakala endaweni yokuzithokozisa i-night club yezitabane. Umkhumbi wakwele Egypt usuthole izihlepho zendizamchina eyawela olwandle ngenyanga edluleyo kwafa abantu abangamachuma isithupha lasithupha. Abantu kade besemhlanganweni wakobulawayo wokuhlaziya inguquko emthethweni wokubuswa kwezabelo owe-Local Government Amendment Bill bakubeke sobala ukuthi kabemukeli ngitsho lakancane inguquko efuna ukulethwa ngumphathintambo wembuso yezabelo umnumzana Xavier Kasukwere besithi angadingi ukubasebenzisa empini yakhe yokufuna ukuxotsha omeya bamadolobho akhokhelwa ngamabandla aphikisayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxela umnumzana Mike Ndiweni olwela amalungelo oluntu endawonye legqwetha elidumileyo umnumzana kucacaphulu ubona abathi yabo limihlangano iyamukeleka kodwa milutshwana njalo kumgceke ukuthi abantu bona abalandaba lokugijinyiswa yilinkulumo bona abakufunayo yinkululeko yokuzibusa kwezabelo i-devolution of power.
Engingakutsho ngamafishane ukuthi abantu ibhili leli baliyalile bathi kabalifuni bathe bona ibhili leli kaliso priority into emqoka abayifuna kakhulukazi bafuna ukuthi uhulumende afeze uchapter 14 devolution of power.
Wathi siye kuphulo ubonile ukwamukela ukwenze abantu abayemukeli ibhili leli
izinsekelo zombuso sithi nxa kusenziwa umthetho ephalamende abephalamende kumele banike uzulu ithuba lokuthi naye atsho ukuthi imithetho le abakhuluma ngayo abafuna ukuthi bayigade ephalamende bayamukela yini njalo la belokunye abafuna ukuthi kutshintshwe bavele batsho khonapho nabo bafake ama-contributions abo kodwa nginokudala okukhulu nxa abantu bekhulume ipoint yokuthi kulokunye okusamele kwenziwe ngakho-ke abantu bephalamende ababuyele bengakuthongo ukuthi ibhili leyo abafuna ukuyifaka ibone ngasanti yona ngokwayo ibisela emuva i-devolution njalo i-unconstitutional ibhili ekhangelane lokuthi bathathele amandla ama-councillors nabomeya ngama-chairpersons akungabantu aba-elected i-ethile njalo sibone ukuthi yenzelwa ukuxotsha omanyenyeni namanye ama-councillors egwele
abantu ngakho-ke babathumele bhekhi besithini ubebantu wenu ngokade ukhona
ubabaphula uyatsho lapho ukuthi ngabe lusizi ukuthi engxenye abantu abasakhulumanga iy'ndaba ezimqoka ngebhili leli hhayi-ke babaphulu abantu bakuthilo njengokubeka ukuthi ibhili leli linika uminista abanye bakubeke ngesitho bathi khonana ama-unfettered powers uba la mandla amakhulu kakhulu agcina sengathi asedlula sona isisekelo sombuso ngokunjalo-ke ibhili leli bayalala njengoba futhi ujile ukuthi ibhili leli uminista kuba nguye uma othesa oyethesa umuntu icala kumbe kube nguye okhalaza ngalowo okuthiwa selecala abe nguye futhi omahlulelayo okunjengokuthi hhayi-ke kwenza i-tribunal leyi ibe ingasazimelanga yodwa kodwa-ke besifakwe esikhwameni sikaminista abantu-ke bakubekile lokho sobala ukuthi hhayi-ke nxa kunjalo bona bayala ngokunjalo-ke ibhili leli kalibuyele lapho elivela khona kuyeqaliswa kutsha.
Imihlangano enje uZulu belokhu ekhalela ukuthi nxa kusenziwa inguquko emthethweni kungaba kuyini okuphathelane labo kumele kwenziwe imihlangano enje. Abanye njalo ngabathi yikudlalisa imali. Kambe bazakwamukela na imbono yona le eyabantu ethathwayo emihlanganweni yonke le?
Hayi. Kuyajabulisa nxa abantu bekhulumile zonke zenezi zinto ukuthi abantu i-constitution bayazwisisa. Njalo bayakwazi ukuyibala bayicubungule ngoba ngibone ngani abantu abakukhulumile khonokho kuqondile into esayilwela kakhulu yikubana nxa kulo mthetho oya ephalamende kumele kube lethuba lokuthi abantu benze ama-consultations ukuthi bazalalela kumbe basoze balalele sekungeyinye indaba edifferent kodwa ama-consultations kumele yenzakale siyabona engasekho siyaze sile problem mina into embone ngani singakhala ngayo bathezi yikuthi kube nama-consultations eveleyo yini ngaphezukela le bhili ungacana vele ukuthi i-consultation engathi khona ibisenkulu mani in the whole country there are not more than 9 consultations 9 venues ngibona ngamthi Zimbabwe yonke izuzile ithuba lokuthi yenze ama-consultations yini mina i-problem engiyibonayo ukubana ukuthi akubanga nama-consultations eveleyo kuthi lokho futhi kutshengisele ukuthi ukuthi la iparliament senze ama-consultations ayikho serious yenzela nje kuphela ukuthi yenelise ama-provisions e-constitution kodwa ngabazimiselanga ukuthi bezwe ukuthi abantu bathini.
Nkuthazo banike elokugcina elakho ndiweni.
Ye mina ngithi kathe sikulosilo mlandu-ke mbona ngani sesiqalile indaba nxa ibhili silalile sokusela ukuthi nxa imfuno yethu ingasayenziwanga senzani kathesi so ngibona ngani inhlanganiso ezimele ilungelo loluntu jikelele eZimbabwe kumele zime ngamazwane zibona ukuthi ziyaqhubeka zikhankasa kuZulu zihlanganisa uZulu zimenza akhulume njengoba uphule ejile ukuthi ukuthi bazakufaka ngoba sizokufaka akathesa kuqakathekanga ngokuqale ukuthi abantu sebekhulumile it's on record wonke umuntu olendlebe uzwile abantu bekhuluma ngithi ngiyathakazelela ngokuphatheka kwenhlanganiso ezimele ilungelo loluntu izolo la kuvike phelileyo zikhankasa ziqoqa uZulu ukuthi aphatheke kuyinto enhle kakhulu ebingajayelekanga elizweni abantu bebengavuswa xa kade kunje imithetho bekusenziwa nje umuntu engavuka empetheni wakhe ephuphe kuhle evuke etshintshe umthetho kodwa kathesi hhayi bona ngani sokulamahluko sibili bona ngani yinto enhle kakhulu kumele sihambe siyenze sindawonye sisebenze kanzima abantu baphatheke babambe bademande ilungelo lapho.
Umnumzana Mike Ndiweni ngolwela amalungelo oluntu ubekhuluma endawonye legqwetha umnumzana kucacaphulu belo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7.
Lamlela ndwandwe
lamle
lamlela ndwandwe
lamle
lamlelwa mshweshwe
lamlela nampaba fobembula.
Uhlelo lwezemaphandleni namuhla sisetsholojo lapho izilwane ezibikwa sezihlasele khona zabulala izifuyo ezigoqela inkomo, imbuzi lapho babhemi. Sixoxa lwake wamela isigaba lesi edalele ephalamende umnumzana Believe Gawule. Baba Gawule, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo.
Sizwa kuthiwa zihlasele izilwane khona ngapho, unjani umumo?
Umumo omubi kakhulu esigabeni sakithi ngapha emhlubeni ogoqela amawadi u-3 no-2 no-1 lapho izilwane ezithime khona ngalo phakathi ecingweni zithima khona ngale gemu zisiza phakathi ebantwini ngapha. Izilwane lezi zikhaya ziningi njalo zinabantwana. Izilwane lezi sezidle inkomo, amathole, udonki, lembuzi khona ngale sigabeni senisane. Abantu sebehlalele evalweni. Esikhathini lesi abantu bathi kudani indawo yena leyaningani yeyindawo engani lodani kuphela lonyaka ngoba izilinganana kuhle.
Ngokwakuqala ukuhlaselwa yizilwane lezi kumbe sokuyimvama nje?
Ngiqala yenza ukufohla kwezilwane lokho. Ngathi thina vele emhlabeni umhlobo nalo abantu betshola ukuthi bahlezi phakathi kohlupho olumangalisayo ngoba izilwane ezihlezi zifohla ngezikhathi zonke zithi kuse kusika kumbe kusehlobo ziyafohla khona ngane zibuye phakathi ezakhamizini ngapha zidle izifuyo zabantu. Abantu bahlezi bedlela iinkomo zabo, bahlezi bedlela iidonki zabo, bahlezi bedlela iinyamazana zabo, bahlezi bedlela. Kodwa-ke phela i-campfire leyo yathi sukula nkomo yayithe yona njengoba indawo yana yonke indawo yele-campfire. Kodwa maningi kwenzakala kumawadi kanalo ward 7, ward 1, ward 2, ward 3 khona ngale ngaphandle. Ngokunjalo i-campfire yathi sukula yayithi abantu bengadlilwa bazakhompaseta bazabunyiselwa lapho abakhona. Kodwa into yaleka yenzakali into leyihlale kwenzakala kundinje zendlovu zithi zingaphuma zidla amaloli akula ndaba zalutho. Indlovu lazikhathi ezinto ezifa yingozi ngoba ezibulala abantu ezikhoni zekulesi kuba abantu sebeke wafa bebulawa zindlovu. Ngokunjalo inyamazana lezi ziyingozi ayisho kathesi kuphela zihlezi zivele zifohla ziphuma zibuya phakathi kwabantu zidala umonakalo nalowo eziwudalayo.
Uhlupho lwendlala kanye lokusilela kwamanzi ilumi njani?
Umumo wamanzi lendlala kulonyaka mubi kakhulu okuthi lanxa nje izulu lake lathi ndigana selibuye ekuqineni lapha alenzanga lutho ngoba la mabele ayivele sefile abantu njalo abasazanga balima okuzwayo ngokunjalo izilimo zabo lawalilanga ngokunjalo yindlala emangalisayo esigabeni sakithi. Indlala le yindlala yokuthi idinga usizo olukhulu kakhulu oluvelela kuhulumende langaphandle o-World Food Programme laba amele babuye bezoncedisa ukuze abantu basile. Ikuthi i-World Food Programme ithi nayisibuya ibisikhethi ithatha abalutshwana kunokuthi ithathe wonke umuntu ngoba abantu bonke wonke umuntu lendlala phakathi kwesigaba labo akulabantu epheleleyo amabele. Ngokunjalo futhi kube sokusiza udubo olukhulu azi ngolwamanzi ngoba kunjeke izifuyo zethu ziza kufa ngodubo lwamanzi. Udubo amanzi kawakho isigaba esigabeni la. Ngokunjalo kudingakala ukuthi abantu basizakale masinyazana nje uhulumende ancedise ukuthi kube le ndlili zamanzi ezingalethwa lapho ukuze abantu basiphathise.
Uyatsho kubana balutshwana abakutholayo ukudla ngabanjani laba?
Ukudla lokhu kwe-WFP kuyakhetha nkomo kuthi nxaze kubuye lapho ukudla lokhu kutholakale sokuthi ngamavillage ngamavillage sifunele mhlawumbe abantu abangu-30 ngevillage ngevillage kwesokuthi ivillage engingawutholile imizi eyi-100 and something kulenafenezi eyi-100 and something imizi yoyodwa so kuthi ukuthi ngokunjalo sebekhatha abantu abangu-30 bona bana abalutshwane ngabangu-20 abalutshwane ngoba sebencedakala sebathole ukudla yikho-ke isikhathini esinjengaleso yabo uhulumende khona lo dubo khona lokuthi uhulumende owethukala mali izinto kuzoba yingxaki ingxaki vele kuyinto ezinzima kuleka lama-WFP nathi besiza la kucelakala nkomo ukuthi ngabe abakhethi bayanika wonke umuntu ithi akhulu nxa umubi njengalo walo nyaka umuntu walo nyaka mubi sifuna ukuthi ngalo ukuthi abantu bonke bayenelise ukuthi baphathise bathole ukudla ukuze abantu basinde ngomnyaka lo umubi kakhulu.
Hayi, ibe kukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo baba Gawule, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo.
Veli lalele uhlelo lwezemabhandleni sixoxa lonke wamela isigaba secholocho edalele eParliamente umnumzana Believe Gawule. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yeah, asidibaneni kulolu hlelo ngeviki ezayo nxa kukhona lifuna sikhulume ngakho khona ngapho emakhaya lisazise. Sengilichiya ke kuhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk asihluzeni bomama lapho esixoxa khona ngempilo yabeZimbabwe abahlala emazweni ikakhulu sihlaziya nomhlangano wabomama abangamakholwa umhlangano owe-Women's Dominion. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Lilani.